she's up there with her son. She's my second wife. She's up there with her son. And the reason why she left, because I couldn't provide, you know. That's the reason I had to come out here. Well, she wasn't doing anything for herself, so she had got up the admission from her son to come back to him.
Well, do you know if her family is from Chattanooga?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how about her education?
She's pretty well educated. She finished high school here in Chattanooga.
So what, that was in what, 12th grade or what?
Oh, yeah, she was in high school, 12th grade.
Boy, that's good. And how about your children?
I'm the only son I know of, old guy. He's dead. He's in Chicago. Died about a year ago. And one of the head natives up there, not head lady, she was one of the natives in town, found out where I was. She might greet me and tell me about him.
Mm-hmm.
And he started back to Chattanooga once, but he couldn't make it here under unfair conditions. And so I never did see him. That's been about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was practically grown, of course. He was an early birth boy. He was a grown man, but he was doing well for himself. He lost his life in Chicago, Illinois. I was in Chattanooga during the time while he was doing all right in school.
What were you doing in Chicago? What was his occupation?
I think he's doing janitor work in Chicago, as far as I know of. Last time I seen him, janitor. I don't know exactly what about it. But I didn't stay there very long, Cincinnati. I've been in Cincinnati State.
What were you in Cincinnati for? When was that?
I just went up there, just bouncing around, but being a young man.
Oh, but you weren't working for anyone up there? You just what, visited?
No, I went up there. Yeah, I had a job at a clothing store out on the main street as a janitor.
And this was when you were, what, just out of school or?
No, I was pretty age then, around about 25, 30 years.
Uh-huh. But you hadn't been a butler yet? This was.
No, I haven't been a butler since I left Mr.
No, but when you were 25, that was what, one of your first jobs?
Yeah, that's one of the first jobs. Then I turned from that to Mr.
Then you came back
Conley. That's when I came back to Mr. Conley. I worked for him 14 years on Lookout Mountain.
Where'd you go to Chattanooga for?
Well, it's my home, born and raised.
No, I mean, why'd you go to Cincinnati? I'm sorry.
Well, just creating is in my head. Didn't have nothing to do.
But I mean, that city kind of, you wanted to go there?
Just wanted to travel.
Uh-huh.
Old wrestling friend going here, there, and young, telling me this, that, and that.
Well, did Cincinnati have a reputation of being, a pretty lively place to go?
Well, in a way of speaking, if you gave it a right bunch, you'd have a nice place to go.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, if that was the wrong bunch, you'd be on the wrong side of something else.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them what had happened to you then. I can read the paper now, things going on. Not only up there, here in Chattanooga, Tennessee, so far, that's the thing.
But did you particularly want to go to a bigger city?